Just you to write an open letter for his holy purposes. Don't hesitate. Wait on him and do it. May the Lord honor his word and his letters.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Galen Ross Sr. And Galen has written a number of books which we carry on who's who in the elite. And it simply lists all the people, the key people in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and whether they belong, of course, to the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderbergers or the Skull and Bone Society. And he's written other books on certainly what are the elite up to, and a more recent book on basically will we have a one world government or will we have a one world caliphate, meaning a one world Muslim government. Galen, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure being with you, Stan. How are you doing
today? I'm doing just fine. And of course, this is very interesting. Of course, basically, Galen's pointing out that there are two basic things going on today. There's one group of people, those who control America. And believe me, they control our military, they control our banks, they control our major corporations, they control both political parties, our educational system, they control many of our churches, they control our tax-exempt foundations and our media. They know exactly what they're doing. They control the wealth of our nation, and they're using it to bring about a world government. But on the other hand, there is this certainly worldwide movement of radical Muslim belief trying to create a one world government under the Muslim faith, the caliphate. And these two are already in competition today. Of course, unfortunately, America is doing everything they can to topple Muslim nations in the Near East and Middle East and to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, is building the foundation, the military and economic foundation of this one world Muslim movement, which wants to bring about a one world government. And Galen, why don't you sort of pick up on your thoughts of this idea? Will it be a one-world government or a one-world caliphate?
Well, for a good many years now, I thought the only people that were trying to conquer the world were the elite or the international bankers. But in, I guess the last year, I've noticed another trend, and that trend is people that are horizontally opposed to the elite. These are what I call the radical Islamic followers.
Oh, but Galen, are you on a regular telephone? Are you on a headset or something? Because you're very, very soft.
I'm on a headset.
Oh, could you get off the headset and get on a regular telephone? Because it just doesn't come through well. And basically, of course, we want you to hear what Galen has to say, because there really is this world.
Does that sound any better?
Oh, boy, it sounds ever so much better. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
All right, fine. But there really is this worldwide movement that wants to bring about a one-world government under Allah. Go right ahead, Matt Galen.
Yeah, the radical Islamists, I guess maybe we stirred them up when we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. And I guess our conquering their nation and being there is controlling of their nation. They got them all stirred up. In Afghanistan, the Russians tried it, and they stayed there for a number of years and were finally run out by the...
And we're going to be leaving there, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be an awful lot of people in Afghanistan where we've killed their mothers and their fathers. We've killed hundreds of thousands of civilians in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And why would we do that? There was no reason to go to war with Afghanistan. 15 of the 19 hijackers who attacked New York came from Saudi Arabia, so we go to war with Afghanistan? Come on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is interviewing Galen Ross, who's written a book. It's entitled One World Religion or One World Caliphate, and simply pointing out that Saudi Arabia is financing this Islamic, radical Islamic movement throughout the world and right here in the United States. And they're building large numbers of mosques here in America. I was simply pointing out that Saudi Arabia is funding the movement, which has actually gone into all of our prisons. They send other imams into the prisons, and they actively recruit people into the radical Muslim faith, usually blacks. Certainly if you're in prison, and there's a lot of actually danger there, there's a lot of violence, but if you join the Muslim faith, they'll look after you. And then, of course, when you leave prison, boy, the prison officials give you $10, a new suit, and a bus ticket to the local Islamic terrorist training camp. And believe me, this all, if you've never read Paul Williams' work on this, they're all across America. There are dozens of these Islamic terrorist training camps. The government knows about them and is allowing them to exist. Why in the world would they do that? unless, of course, we're setting ourselves up for violence here in America. But you go right ahead, Galen.
Yeah, the reason that I'm convinced that they're trying to take over the world is due to their fertility rate. For example, the fertility rate in Afghanistan is 7.1, and the fertility rate in Japan on the opposite end is 1.3. So they're roughly about 4-1 fertility rate of the Islamic groups to the non-Islamic.
Well, because this is very, very true over in Europe, where, of course, you have a growing Muslim population. But basically, of course, as far as the Italian population, 1.2 children per family, but the Muslims are coming in or having 5 or 6 children per family. You go to France, 1.2 children per family, the Muslims are having 5 or 6 children per family. And the same thing is happening in Russia. The same thing, because they don't have any Muslims in Japan, they discourage it. But in Japan, 1.2 children per family, you need 2.1 children per family to simply survive, not to lose population. And of course, Japan is systematically being destroyed. And so are the European nations 50 years from now. These will be Muslim countries. And the average American has no idea. But of course, this is largely being funded by Saudi Arabia, which is funded by America. Go right ahead.
In fact, in Europe, they're just like a bunch of army ants. In France, they predict that by 2040 that France will be an Islamic state. And all of the nations of Western Europe have low fertility rates. And so they have to bring in Arabs and Muslims and Islamists to be their laborers. And England is really being overrun by them also. In fact, there are areas in London that they've taken over, and the British police don't dare go into these areas because it's too dangerous.
Well, I'm told that if you go onto the telephone, certainly in Detroit, Michigan today, and you call a corporation, they'll usually say, "Well, do you want to discuss this in English, Hispanic, or in Arabic?" And that is really what's happening in some of our cities in America today. This is not imaginary. It's really very real, but people don't talk about it because the media is controlled. And the last thing they want the American people to understand is that there's a small group here in America, a small subversive group that wants to destroy America. And they control the wealth of our nation. Go right ahead, Galen.
Yeah, and one of the main danger of Islamic takeover is they, once they become 50% or more of the population, they will demand the Sharia law, and Sharia law is extremely dangerous. They a lot of their laws are both in Iran and Saudi Arabia. For example, adultery. In Iran, they will bury a woman that's committed adultery up to the neck, and then stone her to death. The man, they bury him up to his waist, and if he can get out, then he's free. But the woman naturally could not get out of the ground being buried up to her neck. And both Iran and Saudi Arabia, they don't allow women's rights. In fact, in Saudi Arabia, my brother, younger brother, was there for several years, and he said that he could not date a foreigner or an American in Saudi Arabia because if they were out in a taxi and they were not married, they had broken a law that they cannot be together. And in Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive a car. They can only get a passport with their husband's permission. And under Sharia law, the husband is encouraged to beat his wife if she gets out of line. And if a Muslim person, lady, is raped, she can only be proved as rape in court if four men swear that she was raped. So they have to be present, and otherwise it's just her word of mouth, and she has no power.
Well, I think we have real problems as far as certainly this is concerned, and yet there was a time, and certainly I know, certainly we lived in Europe for a time. Why, certainly, and these were not Muslims, these were Catholics, but a girl could not be alone with a boy until they were married. And basically, certainly you wanted to date a woman, you went over and you spent the time there at the house with them. If you went out, why, there would be a chaperone. And I think that those ideas are not bad ideas at all. We need to have something like that in America, because today 40% of our children are born out of wedlock, 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. Half of our Christian marriages end in divorce. Even half, it's said, is almost half of our ministers' marriages end in divorce. And we got real problems in America, ladies and gentlemen. We've got real problems in America today. Now, I certainly don't agree with the strict interpretation of Sharia law, but at least the women are not out there with their boobs hanging out and certainly wearing dresses that come up just about to their crotch. I mean, what I see in America today, I'm disgusted with. But go right ahead, Kayla.
Another problem with the radical Islamists, of course, their religious document is the Quran, and some of the examples of what the Quran stipulates is that if a person steals something, you cut off their right hand. And if they steal again, you cut off the left hand. And they say that if a person, infidel, confronts radical Islamists, it states in the Bible that they should smite their neck or cut their head off with a sword. And so, as I said earlier, we believe in all 10 commandments. So if they believe in all the commandments of the Quran, we're really in for a dark future.
Well, maybe we are, but remember, American troops are over there in Pakistan killing civilians with drones. They've killed about somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 of them. Well, if we really believe in the Ten Commandments, why aren't our ministers speaking out against certainly what our military is doing? I certainly we killed hundreds of thousands of people and civilians in Iraq. Why isn't our ministers speaking out against that sort of thing? I mean, we've killed certainly tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan, a lot of them civilians. Why aren't our ministers speaking out against that? If we are a Christian nation, I mean, we say we believe in the Ten Commandments, but where is the outcry from the average Christian about the murder that's being taken place all throughout the world today, committed by American troops? Now, I believe that they think they're fighting for America, but they're following orders, and those orders many times are to attack innocent civilians. The terrorists we're financing in Syria have killed almost 70,000 civilians. The latest figure is almost 70,000 civilians have died in Syria. And who's funding the terrorists there? Why, we are funding them. We've got our troops over there in both Jordan and in Turkey training and arming and funding the terrorists. If we believe in, thou shalt not kill, then why aren't somebody in America speaking against the fact that we're arming the terrorists or killing people? It doesn't make any sense, Galen. So much of what's going on doesn't make any sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we point a finger accusingly at the Muslim faith, and I agree with you, all of your concerns. What really bothers me is what the Christians or so-called Christians are doing today.
Now, back to the spread of the Islam. Constantinople in the year 1000 A.D., Constantinople was the center of Christianity. Today, Istanbul, which used to be Constantinople, is now populated by 99.98% Islam.
Right.
And so this is spreading to Spain, Portugal, and Italy. And Italy is actually they're resisting under their law. The Italian government gives money to the religions that exist in Italy, except they deny Islam because of their harsh treatment of women and their ideology. They refuse to contribute to Islamic religion.
Hold on to our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I'd like to know what you think. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Galen is very, very concerned about the Muslim influence in the United States, the explosion of the Muslim population here, or the mosques, and certainly as they begin to expand in certain areas, in certain parts of many cities in the East, Police won't go into because they're afraid to. And this is certainly true in London as well. The Muslim areas of the city are why the police won't go into because they fear for their lives. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience. You have a question or comment. But Galen Sidney is very, very concerned about the rapid spread of the Muslim faith throughout the Western nations. And certainly, I've met a lot of Muslims, very nice people. But of course, certainly there is no freedom of religion in Muslim countries. There is, of course, a freedom of religion here, which is why, of course, here in the United States, the reproduction of the fertility rate at the present time among the Anglo-Saxon population is 1.6, I think, 3 or 1.64 children per family. And, of course, the reason we have, on average, about 2.1 children per family is because of the large Muslim population and Hispanic populations. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durant, Michigan. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay, I'd like to ask Mr. Ross about Qatar and Turkey. I know the Qataris are extremely wealthy. They own Al Jazeera and Harrods and a lot of other Western stuff. Why does France and Germany seem to fall all over themselves to do what Turkey wants? Like in Syria especially, and in other places too. It's like they want Turkey in NATO. They want Turkey to be closely tied to the West. I personally, from reading Daniel, I think the Antichrist will come from either northern Syria or Turkey. And, of course, Turkey was the stronger part of the Roman Empire, you know, and that all jives with what Daniel was saying. But why are the French and the Germans? They're just, whatever Turkey wants, they just, we got to please Turkey. I can figure Qatar because they're so filthy rich, but...
Why? Okay, I think that's a very legitimate question. Galen, Bruce is asking, why are we giving so much preference and deference to Turkey today? And I think that's a very important question, because Turkey is a very key country in the world, and it's sort of a bridge between the Muslim world and the Christian world. So why are we giving such deference to Turkey?
Well, the Turks are part of the European Union, and so...
Well, now, are they part of the European Union or are they part of NATO? Basically, I don't think
they're part of the European
Union. Have they ever joined the European Union?
NATO.
Are they actually part of the European Union? I think that they're certainly a part of NATO, but maybe somebody out there could look this up on the Internet right now and find out, go to Google and find out if Turkey's part of the European Union. I doubt that, but certainly Galen may know more about that than I do. Go right ahead, though, Galen.
Greece is right next to Turkey, and Greece is part of the European Union.
Yes, it is. But then, of course, the Greeks wouldn't want the Turks in it because the Greeks hate the Turks. They always have.
Yeah, most of those countries around there hate one another. But the Germans need laborers to come in and fill their empty jobs that are available because of their low birth rate. And so that's one of the reasons that they support Turkey. And Turkey is almost 100% Islamic. And the U.S. has a lot of military bases in Turkey.
Well, let me just comment. Somebody looked this up on the Internet, and they said Turkey is not currently a member of the EU, but it's listed as a candidate country for the EU.
Okay,
go right ahead.
Turkey is a key nation because it borders on Iran. We use military bases there for our intercontinental missiles that at one time were aimed at Russia, but supposedly it quit aiming at Russia. But now we may be aiming those missiles to Iran. And we really don't know what our current president is going to be doing with Iran.
Okay, hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, Bruce, if you're looking for a logic explanation, there is none. But, of course, Turkey is a key country. They have a very, very large military. They're a significant part of NATO. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Galen Ross, and we do carry Galen's books on Who's Who in America. It's an excellent book. Goes into the background of Sydney, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderbergers and Skull and Bones, and he's done an excellent job with these books in keeping them up. So we know, for instance, a lot of people, well, what about John Kerry, the new Secretary of State? Who is John Kerry? Why, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of Skull and Bones. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's got all the qualifications you need to be one of the most powerful men in America. And, of course, before that, of course, they were going to put Susan Rice in as Secretary of State. She would do her nomination, but she was CFR and Trilateral Commission. And the fact that this is never mentioned in America simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. So Barack Obama has surrounded himself with people from the Trilateral Commission. Why would he do that if he's an independent individual? Because he's not. They select the presidents. They install them. And if Barack Obama doesn't do what he's supposed to, they'll simply send him on a trip to Dallas. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, our guest Galen Ross. Galen, how can people get to your website and get your information?
Yeah, my website is www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com. And you can certainly buy the books through Dr. Stan.
That's who's who in the elite. It's something you really need to have so that you don't have to spend hours going over the computer trying to figure out who these people are in key positions. And let me tell you, they are the leaders of our country, both the Democrat and the Republican Party. And the media, and they control the media, they control the banks. The six major banks control 70% of the assets of our country, and every one of them could be tied into the Council on Foreign Relations. Certainly, they control the six major media outlets in America. Every one of them can be certainly related to the Council on Foreign Relations. If you want to check that fact, we carry a book called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, the author of the book, Professor Ben Beck Dickens, a left-wing professor, a very nice person, former the Dean Emeritus of the School of Journalism in Berkeley, and he wrote a wonderful book going into this fact that six people control the media in America. His book was written in 2004, but very little has changed since then. Oh, they split AOL, Time Warner, and they GE sold NBC to Comcast. Comcast has 1,240 radio stations in America. 1,240 radio stations in America. That's what's known as freedom of the press. And basically, they can largely control what the American people think, but they all tie into these organizations that Galen's described so well in his book, Who's Who in the Elite, and we recommend everybody get a copy. Well, Galen, certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if anybody has a question. But if you go ahead with your discussion on this move towards certainly dividing the world into two competing camps. One wants a one-world government. The other one wants a one-world caliphate. Go ahead.
Now, the elite, their goal back in 2005 was to complete the American Union by January the 1st, 2005. In fact, Dick Cheney made that statement at a Council of America's meeting in 2004. No, I believe it was 2003. And the reason they didn't make their goal of creating the American Union on January 1st, 2005 was because of President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. He could see what was going on part of the elite, and so he organized, he got with all the leaders of the Latin American countries, and he formed what they call the Union of the South, and created their own central bank, and it was funded by Venezuela, Brazil, and Argentina. And they loan money to all the other Latin American countries so that they could pay off their IMF and World Bank loan and get the elite completely out of Latin America. Now, Chavez is, I believe he's had four surgeries for cancer in Cuba. And so he's probably very near his end. And as soon as he goes, the elite will make another surge to try to take over Latin America, and all they have to do is go to the president of each of the countries and put $1 or 2 million in their private bank account, and they'll lay down and let it happen. So because of Chavez taking over and stopping the American Union, they decided they would temporarily be satisfied with the North American Union made of Canada, United States, and Mexico. And the goal then was to cut down all offenses, or eliminate all barriers and make it one unit. So that, and that's the reason that we don't have fences all along the border with Mexico because it's part of the NAFTA agreement.
And basically people really don't understand that our leaders say, oh, we want to have control our borders. They've never tried to control the borders. They want a United States of North America, you know, Canada, United States, and Mexico, but they can't tell the American people that our leaders have no loyalty to America. They're subversives. They want a world government, and they want a United States of North America, United States of Europe. They want a United States of South America, United States of Africa, probably several of them, and they want a United States of the Near East and the Middle East and the Asian Pacific, and then they want to unite all these united regional regions into a one world government. That's what it's about. But you can't let the American people know that we have a subversive unit that controls both political parties, rigs our elections, uses electronic voting because it can be so easily altered, and then creates our perception by their control of the media. Go right ahead, Galen. If you're out there in the audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the last thing they can let the American people know is that it's not that they're incompetent. It is not they do not want to stop immigration. They want to encourage immigration. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to destroy America and the American dream. Go right ahead.
And doing this, they want to normalize all wages at the very lowest level with Mexico so that it costs the same amount of money to create products in Mexico or United States or Canada. And at this time, they're sending most of the jobs to India and China to get ready for it. And when time gets right, if after Hugo Chavez dies, they will go on with a surge to create the American Union. At that time, they'll bring the jobs back to the United States, but it'd be at labor rates competing with India and China. So they really don't have any loyalty to the United States citizens.
But the average individual doesn't understand that there is this little elite group that controls America that basically has a different agenda. And as Galen says, they do not want to preserve our country. They want to bring about a one-world government. But the American people are supposed to think that our leaders are nationalists and that they're just making mistakes and they're incompetent and they can't control the borders. They don't know what they're doing, and nothing could be further from the truth. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know, do they?
That's right. In fact, the head of the Homeland Security is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and she knows that she's not supposed to defend the border with Mexico. And even though she says, well, there's been we've got more people, more boots on the ground along the border than we ever have. Well, so we have, but that's still not sufficient. The only way to stop the flow of the Mexican people into the United States, and they're coming up here for living. They're not invaders. They're looking for a place to earn money. But we can't support the world, so we really need to build a fence along the entire border with Mexico.
It's very interesting. Over in Israel, they have this 25-foot fence. You can actually see pictures of it on the Internet. And it's all along the border between Israel and the Palestinian territory. And it's going to be 405 miles long when it's completed. And it's well along the way to completion. We have built about 50 miles of a fence, Sydney, and that's all, because our leaders do not want to. Oh, they say that there's fences here, yeah, but a lot of those fences are 4 feet high, and there's simply one rod, and that's all there is. You can step over the top of it, or you can crawl underneath it. But they say, well, we built the fence. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seen the fence that they built? And, of course, it doesn't exist. They're simply lying to the people. And the fact that the media doesn't tell you shows that they control the media. They don't want you to understand it's all showbiz. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, several reasons why we need to have people coming in from Mexico. Number one, we've killed 54 million American unborn children through abortion, so we need people to work, and that's why we encourage illegal immigration. Number two, of course, why, of course, do we need people to work in the fields, and it's hard work. Why would anybody want to work in the fields? And I've worked in the fields. I will tell you, when I was young, I worked in the fields, and it is hard work. I'll never forget working in those onion fields or working in the cucumber fields. But let me tell you that why should anybody want to go out and do that hard, hot work when you can get food stamps? 47 million Americans on food stamps. You can get Medicaid. Certainly, well over 60 million Americans are on Medicaid today. You can get housing allotments. You can get welfare payments. Why would anybody want to go out and do hard physical work when you get all of these things for nothing and you're entitled to it? At least that's what they tell us. And they're going to keep telling us until the system collapses and people will have no alternative to do work. But by then, of course, America, as we know it as a nation, will be destroyed. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What we need is a Becerra program like we had many years ago, where they would certainly bring in workers from Mexico. They would somebody would be responsible for them. They would provide them certainly with lodging and food and medical care. And when they were completed working, they'd go back home again. But you see, the globalists, the subversive element, doesn't want a logical solution. They want to create a problem, and then they want to bring in millions of people who will vote for a socialist government without realizing, of course, eventually the socialist government will become a fascist government. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Galen.
Israel is also creating a fence on the border with Syria to keep the people out that are fleeing from Syria and all the wars. And so the wall is very effective, and Israel is probably the best example of it. And
they have a wall actually between Baluchistan and India, is my understanding. Baluchistan and India, and basically that is over 1,000 miles long, far longer than the border between America and Mexico, which we are not defending. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, as we said before, they do not want to close the border because that's part of the NAFTA agreement and the creation of the North American Union. And Obama knows that he should not close the border because they'll, as you said earlier, they'll give him one-way trip to Dallas.
Well, Galen, certainly it's a tragic situation we're facing today. And most people really don't understand that we have a small little subversive group that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of the electoral process. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There's no difference between Democrats and Republicans, just the name only.
And this is not at the ground root level. This is at the upper echelons, where, of course, the same, you look and see how the Democrat leaders and the Republican leaders vote, and they pretend to be different. Well, if they're so different, then why do we have the Obamacare coming in? Why, when the Republicans controlled the Senate and the House of Representatives and the presidency, why didn't they do anything about abortion? They could have done it by simply passing a bill, certainly with majorities in both houses, and putting a stipulation in that the Supreme Court couldn't intervene. They didn't do that. But it's all a matter of perception. You're supposed to believe there's a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, at many state houses, there is. And I do believe that there are some good Republicans there in Washington, D.C., who really believe in America and would like to retain it. But, of course, they're in a minority. And if they try to do a good job, why, the Republican Party will simply run someone against them next time they come up for election and defeat them. This is what happens to people who believe in the Constitution and want to try to preserve it. Go right ahead, Galen.
Our latest our senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, has been trying to do what he promised to do when he was running for office. And he's trying to straighten out a lot of these problems. And so the ones that have been there for 40 years, 30 years, are putting him down as being a radical. They're trying to shun him and trying to shut him up. But there's, I guess, maybe you count them on one hand. Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, maybe two or three others.
I mean, don't forget Tom Coburn, Dr. Tom Coburn.
Yeah, they're trying to do right, but the ones that have been there most of their adult life are trying to fight them.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Hart Galen Ross. And, of course, if you have not read his book, and it's really more like a catalog, it's called Who's Who of the Elite. It will tell you exactly who is who this small little group are. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but you can call it what you will, tied into the Luciferian organizations. And believe me, when you are indoctrinated into Skull and Bones, part of the initiation is you kneel before a replica of Lucifer. And, of course, the logo of the Trilateral Commission is three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
The step out there and be honest with the world and tell them the truth.
God bless, and thanks very much, Galen.
All right, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I've said Galen's book is Who's Who in the Elite, and we do carry it. We think it's something I just keep by my computer, so I can always look up people. I mean, we hear about all these people that they want, of course, to put into key positions. They were going to make Susan Rice the American ambassador to the United Nations. She was going to become Secretary of State, but because of some remarks that she had made, why she was excluded. But who was Susan Rice? She was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. If you had one of the books, you could look it up and see it. What about John Kerry? Well, he is now the Secretary of State. He came from the Trilateral Commission. Remember, there's only about 70 Americans who are members of the Trilateral Commission, and John Kerry is one of them. He's a Bilderberger, CFR, Skull and Bones. And basically, John Kerry is one of the most vicious and dangerous men in America. He is now our Secretary of State. And yet, has anybody that you've heard mention the fact he is a member of the Trilateral Commission? No, ladies and gentlemen, because they can't let the American people know the truth. Well, that's why we do what we do. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get the book. You need to read it. And, of course, you need to get copies and circulate them. And if you're in a position right now to buy a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, we'd appreciate it. We're going to shut off up their name, the opportunity to get them at a discount process. And probably in a couple of weeks, we're almost halfway there, having enough people so we can get the book reprinted. And if we don't get enough people, we just won't print so many copies. But you can get 64 copies for $149.95, as suggested. Donation, $149.95. And, of course, we'll throw in a free short 4-CD set or a free DVD to help you pay for the postage. But you need to get the book. If you get people to read it, it will change their lives. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you an idea about the people who really run America, who really run the world, and what their real motivation is, and why we are losing America as rapidly as we are. The America we live in today is not the America I was born or raised in. This is an America, of course, which has turned its back on righteousness and certainly on modesty and on nobility. And we torture our enemies. We certainly are educating our people in sexuality. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock today. Why is that? They've destroyed the moral foundation of our nation. And where is the outcry from our churches? Why, it's muted in its silence. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and we hope you'll go there. And certainly you can see the information on the spices that we're carrying now. My wife made a tamale pie tonight. It was just, well, you can't believe how good it is. And yet, of course, she uses these spices. We've used them for 20 years. We just thought it would be a good idea to offer them to our listeners. We have all sorts of health care products. We actually have Miracle 2 soap products. Certainly we have the Berkey products. All of these things which we think are excellent products, and they help maintain what we're doing. If you haven't, of course, gotten our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or certainly the DVD on that. If you haven't gotten our 4-CD set on geoengineering or our DVD on that, they're available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't seen my interview with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time we turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro, he didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. They didn't want a communist dictator. But we knew he was a communist, and we installed him. And if you don't believe, of course, we did that. So you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he talks about how his daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. That's memoirs. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here once again, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend William H. Kennedy, who we're going to be talking about the fact that Pope Benedict is resigning. First time that a sitting pope has resigned in 600 years. Why is he doing it now? And then, of course, we're going to be bringing up certainly many of the other things, some of the prophecies that were made 900 years ago by Saint Malachy about the last pope. And, of course, there were to be suddenly a certain number of popes from the time of 1100 when Saint Malachy was writing. There were to be 112 popes. There have been 111 popes. Pope Benedict is the 111th pope. The next pope will be the 112th pope, and of course, at least if the prophecies are correct, he will be the last pope of the Holy Roman Church, of the Church in the Vatican. Certainly, William, you go right ahead.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan, and there is a good book out in a video called Petrus Romanus by Chris Putnam and Tom Horn.
Yes, indeed. They can get that from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Petrus Romanus by Tom Horn and Chris Putnam. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, that's an excellent introduction to the whole St. Malachy of Armagh. He was an Irish bishop in what is now Northern Ireland in the mid-1100s. And he went to Rome to give an account of his diocese. And when he was in Rome, after he had consulted the Pope, he was leaving the city and he had a vision of the future popes, which he had his assistants write down. He gave 112 or 113, depending on how some people read them, accounts of coming popes. Now, he gave a copy of this to the Vatican, and they filed it away, and they didn't make much of it, and it wasn't rediscovered until the 1590s when they discovered this in the Vatican, and it still had popes way, way into the future on this list with these little Latin sayings behind them. And these Latin sayings, each of them refer to either an astrological event that occurred when these popes were born or to a reference in their family coat of arms or family crests. They're called the scutions, too. They're basically like the shield symbol of a particular family, and most cardinals are Italians, and most Italian cardinals traditionally have been from fairly aristocratic families. So they're really, it's quite shocking in that when you consider that this document for many centuries after the 1590s was considered a huge and important part of Catholic theology, and they were going to build a cathedral to St. Malachy in Northern Ireland in the early 1800s. They had collected money to build a giant cathedral of St. Malachy, and then the famine struck, and they decided to use the money to help and try and feed the poor. And it's quite a shocking thing.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Kennedy. We're talking about the fact that this Pope Benedict is going to resign. And it is the first time this has happened in 600 years. Why now? Well, of course, then we get into this ancient prophecy, of St. Malachi in the 1100s. And, of course, if his prophecies is true, why Pope Benedict will probably be the next to the last pope, and the coming pope who will be nominated sometime in a couple of weeks will be the last pope of the Holy Roman Church. And these are rather frightening ideas. We do carry the book, Petrus Romanus. You can get it from Radio Liberty. But go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I was saying just a bit earlier, you have to consider that Pope Benedict, one of the last things he did as Pope last October 12, 2012, he made Saint Hildegard a full saint of the church. She had a cult, but she wasn't fully recognized by everyone as a saint. And he also declared her a doctor of the church, which is the most important theological rank you can have in the Catholic Church.
William, you've got to tell our listeners why that is such a very important thing. Who was she, and what did she write about? About the last pope. Go right ahead.
Well, what she said in the last days that there'd be a conclave and an evil cardinal would take over the Vatican through murder or threats of murder, and he would be the anti-pope. And this anti-pope would be the false prophet spoken of in Revelation. And this anti-pope or false prophet in the book of Revelation is supposed to come just before the Antichrist. And this is really what you're looking at. It's the infernal trinity of Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet. And Saint Hildegard believed that the false prophet would be an anti-pope who would support some kind of world dictator after a series of climatic wars and earthquakes and comets and things like that, things we're seeing right now.
And basically, of course, the thing is, I think for our listeners, you have to understand that there's a Holy Trinity and there is an unholy Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Satan, Antichrist, the false prophet. And here is a woman who, what was it, 400 or 500 years ago, when did St. Hildegard write?
The mid-1100s.
Okay, so she was a contemporary then of St. Malachy.
And yes, she was. They were writing about the same time. The thing is, she was a cloyed nun, and the things she said tie right into what St. Malachy said, but as I say, it surprises me Pope Benedict made her a doctor of the church, which makes equal to like St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas. People, even non-Catholics, have heard those names. These are big shapers of Christianity, no matter what denomination you are.
And I think that certainly when you are a doctor of the church, that is the highest of rank that you can get with. And I mean, that's much higher than most being just simply a saint or something like that.
Oh, it's above a saint. There's only 33 of them now. They made St. John of Evola and St. Hildegard of Germany full saint over 2012. They were made full saints, and St. Hildegard was given the title Doctor of the Church, meaning her theology and all her writings are worthy of note and really define what the Christian image is. So in a strange way, and this is where it gets almost bizarre, the church says for St. Malachy, but, you know, we've just made St. Hildegard a doctor of the church who says what St. Malachy said, but actually gives more details of what's going to happen and how this Antichrist is going to arise with the support of the false prophet. So the idea of the Vatican, the Pope's throne, the See of Peter, being taken over by an evil Pope is not a Reformation or Protestant idea. It originates with St. Hildegard, who has just been made a doctor of the church. And she said that the final pope will be an evil pope right before the Antichrist comes. And then this will all bring about the second coming. Now, as you said, St. Benedict the 16th is stepping down after he made her a big saint. And now whoever takes his place, if he takes the name St. Peter the Second, or Peter of Rome, it would be very disturbing because that would fit right in with St. Malachy's prophecy that the city of Rome would be destroyed in the reign of the Antichrist, and then eventually second.
Is it Hildebrand?
Hildegard.
Hildegard, St. Hildegard. Why would he validate this? I mean, this, you don't do something like this casually. And this is a very important thing. There are only
huge. There's only 33. And as I said, we're talking about people on the level of St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas, who anyone who's taken a Western history course has heard of, at least. You know, they're a big part of Western civilization. And it's just amazing there in the whole 2000 year span of what we call the Catholic Church, only 33 people have been given this designation. And St. Hildegard of Germany was the last one. And she's known primarily for these visionary experiences, What I like to say is if you took Leonardo da Vinci and Martin Luther and kind of smashed them together, you'd get St. Teresa, St. Hildegard of Germany, because she kind of embodied Leonardo. She did a lot of artwork. She wrote wonderful, wonderful songs and hymns in Latin. She wrote books on medicine and herbalism. And she was just a polymath, but she was also this great mystical visionary who originated the idea that the seat of the Vatican would become the reign of the false prophet who would herald the Antichrist. And again, you know, people are saying it's an anti-Catholic statement. Well, how could it be if a doctor of the Catholic Church has stated this?
And even more than that, William, is why at this time would Pope Benedict actually choose her and award her this? He is in essence validating what she has written, and I think we should all ask that. I think we're approaching a climax in history, and I think all of these things really bear a tremendous weight now. Those of you who heard our interview the other day with Tom Horn will recall that certainly he commented that the day after Pope Benedict resigned, lightning struck the dome of the St. Peter's Basilica, and I've actually seen pictures of it. The lightning strike at the top of this the dome of St. Peter's, but it didn't happen once. It happened twice. What are the chances of lightning striking twice? Well, one of the things I learned growing up was lightning never struck in the same place. What are the chances of that happening? What are the chances of it happening the day after Pope Benedict has resigned? What are the chances of Pope Benedict giving this highest rating of the Catholic Church and all the 200 and some odd Catholics? Why, Chris, out of all of those?
As what I said earlier, St. Hildegard actually went on a preaching tour, and actually women weren't technically allowed to preach in those days, but they kind of gave her some slack because she wrote so many great books on, you know, medicine and other subjects, astronomy, the Mother Church, she will spawn the Antichrist. And she was saying this, that, you know, if this sexual abuse of women, Luther, pointing out the worst sorts of offenses that the hierarchy and the priests in general were perpetrating, you know, with as I said, bishops running bordellos and everything else. So she was a reformer, kind of in the same sense that Martin Luther didn't like the Catholic Church, what they called indulgences, when you could give a donation of money to the church and your sins would be forgiven and you go to heaven. For St. Hildegard, it was a similar position for her in that she really felt that the Catholic Church, if allowed to be corrupted, would be the perfect seat for the Antichrist, when you think about it.
But she was well over 300 years before Martin Luther. So basically,
oh, yeah, I'm just saying she was like a pre-Martin Luther.
And ladies and gentlemen, something big is afoot, and we could talk certainly about what's going on over in the Middle East today. People don't want to talk much about the 70,000 innocent civilians in Syria that we have killed over there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're financing the rebels who are killing 70,000 innocent civilians, many of them children. I wonder why we never talk about that in America today.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is saying that he gets notes, emails every day, asking, you know, well, are these the end times? Are these the end times? And, of course, none of us know. There are a lot of interesting things to talk about and speculate on. But, of course, William's remarks would be just exactly what mine are. It's not, are these the end times? That's the wrong question. The question to ask is, are you prepared to go to heaven? Certainly, have you a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only way to get any of us into heaven? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and certainly it is our relationship with Jesus Christ that will determine what the eternity, whether we spend eternity with Him or on the other side. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and these things are fascinating to speculate on. But one of the most interesting things Tom Horn brought out when we interviewed him a couple of days ago, and if you didn't hear that interview, please go to my website, radioliberty.com. Go to the far right, and there they have all the archive programs. And I think it was either, probably Tuesday evening, somewhere there, Tuesday evening, I think at 8 o'clock. And Tom Horn, was talking about, the Malachi, St. Malachi prophecies. And then he brought up something about the Zohar. Now, the Zohar are Jewish mystical writings, and 700 years ago, the Jewish mystics were talking about the coming of the Messiah. Now, when the Jew talks about the coming of the Messiah, he's not talking about Jesus Christ, because the Jewish scholars have never accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Their Messiah, I believe, is the one we call the Antichrist. And, of course, when was it supposed to happen? Why in the year 2012 or 2013? I'm actually, there was 5,300 and some odd, I think that... 5,340, something in that neighborhood. You're going to have to hear Tom tell it. They have a different calendar. But, of course, it was just at this time that we're living in today. It was when 700 years ago they prophesied, and then going along with St. Benedict, suddenly the Pope Benedict resigning. At this time, for the first time in 600 years, the Pope is stepping down. I believe something big is afoot, and certainly all you need to do is look and see what's happening over in the Middle East. Why, of course, president of Syria has actually pulled his troops off of the Golan Heights. He's turning that area over to the rebels. The rebels have captured several air bases. They've surrounded Damascus. They're moving into Damascus. Syria has the largest supply of chemical weapons, the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world, and probably one of the largest supplies of biological weapons. Now, Israel cannot allow those to fall into the hands of the terrorists. Barack Obama has said that if it looks like the terrorists are going to get the chemical weapons, that is the red line that we will not allow to be passed. And if it looks like the rebels are going to get the chemical weapons, why, we will commit American troops, about 75,000 American troops, and seize the chemical weapons, which, of course, are in Syria today. We are on the edge of a major conflict over there. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about all sorts of other things. Remember, the media is designed to control your reality. But I think that we're on the edge of a major catastrophic event in the Middle East, associated with Israel and Syria and Jordan and Lebanon and Hezbollah. All of these things are certainly on the brink of simply exploding. We have our troops there. We have our special forces troops in both Syria and in Turkey. And certainly we can move our troops there from Afghanistan and Iraq almost instantaneously. We have a lot of troops in Kuwait. Those troops are there in preparation, I believe, for the coming conflict with Syria. I may be wrong. We're just going to have to wait and watch and see. But it is frightening, exciting, and terrifying to see all of these things coming together at this time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you did not hear that interview with Tom Horn a couple of days ago, it should be posted on our webpage and archives. And I think it was 8 o'clock in the evening, and I think that was on Tuesday this week. If it's not there, it'll be there in a couple of days. And then, of course, we want you to get copies of this interview with William Kennedy. It is very important. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. We are entering one of the most exciting and dangerous times of your lives. We'll be back here in a moment with William. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2 in the uses of numerous dimensions. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, our guest is William H. Kennedy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, William Kennedy's website is williamhkennedy.com. Williamhkennedy.com, and I will suggest you go there. William says you certainly ought to go there to get the information, certainly from, and what was that fellow, the evangelist?
Hal Lindsey.
Hal Lindsey has written, and he has Hal Lindsey's material up there, but William has a great website, goes into a lot of the things we talk about here, and that is the World Satanic Movement, this occult movement which permeates every aspect of the world. And how many videos do you have up there? How many sites?
Oh, I mean, I lost count. It's in the thousands of links now to videos on all sorts of topics, occult history, satanic crime. Under all these categories, I have hundreds and even thousands of videos to, under occult history, I have things like alchemy and Kabbalah and astrology. And these will link you to documentary, two or three documentaries each on these subjects, sometimes even more. So it's really a great resource for anyone interested in Christian apologetics. I have a page on cults and the occult, satanic crime. I have, the Manson family crime up to, like, Amanda Knox. So it's very extensive and with a lot of information. Free links to videos like videos that have appeared on the Biography Channel and True TV. You can also go to William H. Kennedy and see what I look like by clicking on the video there called Killer Kids Occult Crime. That's a series I'm involved with that's produced by Blue Planet Productions in Montreal. They're being directed by Christian Page. I'm a writer and researcher and commentator for the show. We're going into our second series now. So with all these things happening, I'm actually a journalist that focuses on religion, and right now I'm very busy working for this Planet Blue Productions. Killer Kids is now on the Biography Channel in the United States Monday nights, usually at 9 or 10. And it's also the next series will come out on the Discovery Channel Canada in the fall of 2013. And then it will be shown down here on the Biography Channel USA. And then it will be shown on the Discovery Channel India. So I'm very busy with all this stuff, but I am taking the time to look at what's happening in the Vatican. And I tell you again, Petrus Romanus, you can get it at RadioLiberty.com. Tom Horn and Chris Putnam have done an outstanding job outlining the significance of the St. Malachy prophecies of the Saint of the 1100s. He's kind of been picked up upon by evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians aren't anywhere near familiar with him as they are with St. Hildegard. Most haven't heard of St. Hildegard. St. Hildegard and St. Malachy both said that the seat of Rome, the Pope's office, the throne of Peter, it will be corrupted and will become the seat of the false prophet or anti-pope, which will be the harbinger of the Antichrist, according to Christian revelation. Now, people ask me, do you know the date, the time, the year, the second? Well, no, I don't, because it even says in the Bible, no man or even angel knows the hour of when these things are going to begin. I can only speculate and say that there's a lot of things that point to this that are certainly of interest, especially the formation of the State of Israel in 1947, the United States acquisition of intercontinental ballistic missiles with atomic warheads that were programmed to hit just about any target on Earth in 1948. They used a vacuum tube computer. This was before they had transistors or microchips. But imagine that by 48, the United States could hit any part of the Earth with an atomic bomb. Those two things really point to very odd things. Like, this is the first time in history that human beings have acquired the ability to annihilate themselves as a species. I mean, there's enough atomic bombs ready to be fired as we speak to blow up, to kill everyone on this planet 20 times over. So this is the first time human beings could destroy our whole species at once. In the old times, one tribe would beat another, and then one nation would beat another. But now with nuclear weapons, everybody loses. Everyone gets blown up. So these very truly apocalyptic events, with the potential for the human race to destroy itself or a vast, vast amount of its population through these kinds of high-tech weapons, really makes me think that we're at least moving very close to the end times. Now, with the St. Malachy prophecies, there is a debate over whether there are 112 or 113 popes mentioned in this, and there might be a missing pope between this pope and Peter Romanus, and that's because there is actually a gap in the Latin poetry, and they're not sure if this refers to a 112th, 113th pope. That's unclear at the moment, but in any case, the fact that the pope decides to resign, the first one in 600 years, the next day, lightning strikes the Vatican twice, right on St. Peter's Basilica, which, by the way, you have to remember, by the European mentality, and especially by the Roman mentality, St. Peter's Basilica is literally the place where God is on earth.
Well, let's go quickly to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And don't forget, that Pope Benedict gave this doctorate of the law or divinity doctor of the church to this Saint Hildegard. Now, why would he do that? Well, he is confirming, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that her writings that the Holy See would one day become the center of evil. So, basically, let's go to Joe from New Jersey. Joe, do you have any questions or comments?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Stan, and hi, Mr. Kennedy. Yeah, well, I'd like to just mention something that was way back in 1994. And I remember you, Dr. Stan, talking the other day with that fellow who wrote the book, Petros Romanos.
Tom Horn, right.
Tom Horn, okay. And I remember, I don't know whether it was you, Dr. Stan, or Tom Horn mentioned that the Jewish sect, I forget what kind of sect they call them, but anyway.
He was talking about the Zohar, which is the Jewish mystical writings. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, the Jewish Zohar. But I think he dated it sometime around 600 or 700 years ago. I forget which, but however, yes, and they predicted that in the year 70-something, Dr. Stan, was the date that they believe their Messiah is coming.
The Messiah would be coming, right, because yeah. We believe that is the Antichrist. But
right.
If you look at the Jewish calendar and then transpose it to where we are today, that would be the year 2012-2013. And what year are we in? 2013. Go right ahead, Joe.
Okay, now here's this is very interesting, Dr. Stan. Back in 1994, okay, I remember I was listening to Mr. Camping talking about that date as being the end of the world. However, and the copyright of that book, 1994, he copyrighted it in 1992. And he had no idea that Comet Shoemaker Levy 9 was on its way. And then they discovered, I think, around 92 or 93, that there was this comet on the way. So here I was wondering what's that all about. And believe it or not, I caught this little clipping from a newspaper, and I don't remember from where, and it's the same type of Hasidic Zohar, and a 13th century Jewish mystical text. And they, in that particular text, they said that the Zohar predicted that in messianic times, the world would witness a great fiery plume striking through space, striking a large planet three times a day and sending out great flashes of light. Now, this is an interesting thing, Dr. Stan. You know, that happened in the month. Now, I counted all the sevens that were in that particular event, and this is amazing. There are seven sevens in that event. The first seven is a fact that it happened in the month of July. That's the seventh month. It struck the planet 21 times. That's another three sevens. And here, then when I thought of that, then I started wondering, could there be more sevens in this event? The comet began the 16th of July. And if you add 1 plus 6, that equals 7. Then the 16th is a Saturday Sabbath, which is a seventh-day Sabbath. That's another 7. And they hit Jupiter for 7 days in a row. There were 7 sevens in that particular event. Now, I don't know whether that's a coincidence or what, but I'd like to say just one more thing. According to Camping and his particular research in that book, he documented that there would be so many jubilees because the Jews were had to keep a jubilee every 50 years, and that was the blowing of the shofar, and that announced throughout the land all the people that were held in service because of debt or they were a slave to a certain family. And all debts had to be set free.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Joe, because we got some other callers, but I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
The thing is that Camping was wrong, and certainly nothing may happen now. It's simply a lot of coincidences, Fascinating material. God bless and thanks very much.
Well, it could be maybe not the return of the beginning of the Antichrist. It could be the return of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr.
God bless and thank you. Let's go quickly to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. And I think the one thing, ladies and gentlemen, we just don't know. But it's just interesting to see all of these things coming along at this time. Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do, and see if William has any insight on it. In the book of Revelation, Revelation 17, chapter 17, it speaks of the great harlot. What correlation is there with the mystery Babylon, the great harlot? Who does William believe that is, and what relationship to the Antichrist? So how do they interact or complement each other in any fashion?
Do you have any thoughts on that at all, William?
Yeah, the great harlot, in my reckoning, would be the corrupted Roman Catholic Church. Like St. Hildegard said that if the priest didn't stop defiling Mother Church, she would spawn the Antichrist. So in that sense, the Mother Church symbolically sort of becomes the mother of the Antichrist. And, you know, a lot of what St. Hildegard said is really commentaries on things that are in the book of Revelation. And she does talk about the anti-pope who will take over the Vatican and help the Antichrist come to power. And, you know, as I said earlier, though, no man knows the hour or day, and people shouldn't get too caught up on this. They should be more concerned with developing their own spiritual lives at this juncture. That's very important, too, in taking care of themselves economically as best they can. Those are really the two things you should focus on. And if you just find this like me, if it's all just really interesting, like the lightning striking St. Peter's Basilica twice after the Pope resigned the day before, and that, for, as I say, for Roman Catholics and for Romans especially, St. Peter's Basilica is where God comes to earth, literally. That is the nexus of heaven and earth. That's where Michelangelo's great frescoes are that we're all familiar with, that are quite iconic. But for them, it's much more than that. It's literally the center of the universe. The created universe focuses around St. Peter's Basilica. That is directly where who we believe Peter was the first pope. But you have to remember, too, if you read the book of Acts, chapters 26 and 27, who made Rome a real important center of Christianity was actually St. Paul. He was pretty much driven out of the Holy Land, and he claimed Roman citizenship and said if he was going to get in any trouble, he wanted to face Caesar's court in Rome. He invoked his civil rights as a citizen. But the last we hear of St. Paul in the Bible, in the last book of Acts, is he gives up on trying to convert Jews, and he tells the Jews in Rome that I'm now going to preach to the Gentiles who will listen. And he just gave up on the Jews. And the last we know, for 2 years he lived in a house, and he converted Romans to Christianity.
Well, I think there are a lot of Jews now who are converting to Christianity, and we're just so fortunate for that. Hey, we're going to have to, Mike, let you go, but thank you so much. I would simply point out, certainly, that we find out that on the sun, a gigantic sunspot is forming. It's three or four times the size of the Earth, and a massive sunspot. I mean, something like they haven't seen already in hundreds of years, this massive sunspot. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. All we can say, and I think the best response we can give, is what William Kennedy said. Make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord. That's all that really matters, and whether the earth were to end tomorrow or 100 years from now, the important thing is not when, but are you prepared for the return of our Lord? William, we've got to go right ahead with your thoughts.
Well, that's a good point, Dr. Stan. That's the ultimate gist of Christianity, and especially with a lot of things like the Left Behind series, which are fun books and fun movies. I'm not criticizing reading them, but some poor people become a bit hysterical, and I've known people to resign from their jobs because they think the second coming's like imminent in the next few months. You know, I'm just telling you, if you keep your day job, keep your job out there. Anyone who thinks, don't pack up for the hills yet. We're not that far gone yet. For now, if you have a job, keep it. And the other thing people want to do to prepare is start some sort of online business, even on eBay, and start generating even a little bit of cash in your direction by selling stuff on the internet. And you can do it. It just takes some time and patience. But even if you make a few $100 a month to start, you can build that up over the years. It actually takes 5 years to build any business.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and somebody had called him during the break. I'd mentioned that, well, basically, there is certainly the sun is developing some massive sunspots. Now, the sun goes through various cycles, about a 12-year cycle, and we're at the very high point of that cycle. And, of course, certainly you can get an EMP response, electromagnetic pulse response. It could really disrupt the electronics all across the Earth from a massive sunspot. A massive one is forming, and they say it's, I thought, reading about it, it was many times the size of the Earth forming the sunspot, and this is just happening at the present time. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. We're just going to have to wait and see. What do all of these other things we're talking about? St. Hildegard, oh, certainly the writings in the Zohar, the writings in the, by certainly Saint Malachy back in the 1100s. What does it all mean for this time? What's going on over in Israel today? What's going on in Syria today? We're just going to have to wait and see. I think that William Kennedy is absolutely right. The important thing is not if or what's going to happen, but what's your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Because in the final analysis, that's all that's really important. We could die tomorrow. We could it could be certainly 50 years before the Lord comes back. We don't know what's going to happen. But we just want to be waiting, and certainly we're told to be prepared, and just to wait and watch and see. And then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and our protection. We actually have a number of talks. I think the talk tonight by William is excellent. We have previous talks by Tom Horn and Chris Putman. We had a program, I think, on Tuesday evening with Tom Horn. If you haven't got the CDs of these, you need to get it. You need to get Tom's book, Petrus Romanus, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want you to talk to other people about what's going on. Not telling the Lord's coming, not telling the Lord the world is going to end. I simply tell them that we're moving into a very, very difficult time. America is on the edge of financial collapse. And whether you know it or not, certainly we are. When is it going to be? Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be a month? Is it going to be years? We don't know, but we do know that you cannot live on debt. The real American debt at the present time of the federal government is about $86 trillion. If you want to verify that, go to Sydney, to John Williams' website. John Williams' website, and certainly go to the Google and put that in and get John Williams' website and look and see that the real debt is about $86 trillion. It'll never be paid off. Social Security is going to collapse down the line, probably 10 years or so. Medicare is going to collapse down the line. The Obamacare is going to collapse. I'm looking to, one day we're going to see the breakdown of the structure of our state and local governments because they're not going to have the money to function. We're moving into a very, very difficult time. And we simply ask you to begin making your preparations to get others listening to our program, understanding, and hopefully our message here will serve one purpose, and that is to bring people into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I practiced medicine for many years, and there were very few doctors who were Christians in our community, and I saw them, of course, the only thing that ever brought them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ was a major tragedy in their homes. They lost a son, they lost a wife, they lost a relative they cared for. They had a malpractice suit against them, and that changed their lives. And basically, I think knowing what's going on today is going to bring an awful lot of people to Jesus Christ. Our job is to point them in the right direction, and hopefully God will claim them for His kingdom. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And so until tomorrow night at the same time, may the Lord be with you. America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 21 February. It is Wednesday, snowing big time here. Hope that you are safe and sound and warm wherever you are, and you're taking care of your animals, please, please. Going to get pretty cold, and expecting lots of snow around the country, especially in the midsection. You know, as we talk about the issues day after day, I hope that people are starting to get it. And the get it part is that we are the ones that are being utilized to pay for everything. Everything. And then what we don't pay for, they just borrow into existence. Money has no value. Pretty soon, we'll see the prices climbing. We've already been told that by the end of the year, beef is going to be just